Hello, this is Tom Scott with the Ford County Chronicle for Wednesday, June 25th, 2025. We begin our reading on the front page, Lawsuit Filed in Ford County Circuit Court, Civil Case Assigned to McLean County Judge. A McLean County judge has been assigned to preside over a lawsuit in Ford County Circuit Court alleging that a Paxton Buckley Lota School District teacher and former coach inappropriately touched numerous female students whose claims of abuse were repeatedly ignored by administrators. The 11th Judicial Circuit's Chief Judge, J. Casey Costigan, entered a reassignment order on Monday, June 16th. In the civil case of Jane Doe A. versus Robert Pacey, Costigan assigned it to Judge Rebecca Foley and instructed attorneys to contact Foley's office for scheduling. No reason for the reassignment was mentioned. The 14-count civil complaint was filed by Chicago civil rights attorney Bhavni Ravindran on June 6th on behalf of three anonymous plaintiffs, one a former student, one parent of a former student, and one a parent of a current student, and against Pacey, a Clara Peterson Elementary School teacher and former coach, and four other defendants, the PBL School District, former Superintendent Cliff McClure, Superintendent Travis Dooley, and PBL Junior High School Principal Josh Didier. Of the five defendants, only Pacey's name was listed as a respondent in the reassignment order. The only petitioner listed was Jane Doe A, one of three plaintiffs, the others being Jane Doe B and Jane Doe C. Ravindran filed a motion on June 9th seeking the continued use of fictitious names according to court records. The lawsuit, which seeks more than $50,000 in damages for each of the 14 counts, alleges that administrators received multiple reports of alleged inappropriate behavior by Pacey, including grooming and inappropriate touching of students starting not long after he was hired in June 2008 as a junior high school social studies teacher and assistant junior high cross-country coach. However, administrators repeatedly dismissed the complaints over the course of more than a decade, ignoring the school district's own policies by never notifying the Illinois Department of Children and Family Services as required, the lawsuit claimed. Not until this past January, when one of the alleged victims revealed her experiences with Pacey to a therapist, who subsequently contacted DCFS, was the agency ever notified, the suit alleged. And even after the district was informed of the ensuing law enforcement investigation, administrators failed to immediately discipline Pacey, who was not suspended until months later. As of this week, Pacey has not been criminally charged or arrested and remained employed at PBL on paid administrative leave. Pacey, a STEM and technology teacher at Clara Peterson Elementary School and former head PBL junior high school cross-country and track coach, has denied any wrongdoing. A lifelong Paxton resident, Pacey continues to serve as a Ward 3 alderman on the Paxton City Council and as a Ford County Republican Precinct Committeeman, plus as a member of numerous local civic organizations. Meanwhile, Dooley, who has been superintendent since July 1, 2023, when he replaced the retired McClure, has resigned, effective June 30th. In the other ongoing case, Robert Dinkins, former GCMS teacher extradited to Ford County, Paxton. Robert Dinkins, a former Gibson City Melvin Sibley School District employee accused of sexual abuse, is back in Ford County and has made his first appearance in court on Monday. During that appearance, he was denied pretrial release. Dinkins is charged with six counts of aggravated criminal sexual abuse, which stem from investigations by a special prosecutor and the GCMS School District. Those investigations found that Dinkins sent inappropriate messages to students, met alone with students at his house, and was physically affectionate with students. Police began investigating Dinkins in early April, and he was placed on administrative leave a few days later. Later that month, Dinkins was fired after the investigative report was completed. Finally, on June 4th, a warrant for Dinkins' arrest was issued. But he wasn't in Ford County or even Illinois. Dinkins was found a day later in Bibb County, Georgia, located southeast of Atlanta. An arrest record that WCIA obtained through a Freedom of Information Act request said Dinkins was arrested at a hotel in Macon, Georgia. The deputy who made the arrest said he was dispatched to the hotel in reference to an individual who had made statements earlier in the day about suicide. Upon arrival, I made contact with Robert Dinkins. Robert stated that he was fine and that he did not wish to harm himself, the deputy said. After running Robert's name through dispatch, dispatch stated Robert had a warrant out of Ford County, Illinois, with full extradition. Dinkins was arrested and booked into the Bibb County Jail without incident. The arrest report also indicated that Dinkins was suspected of drinking alcohol when he was taken into custody. Bibb County officials were unable to provide anything further because they said their own investigation into Dinkins and his arrest was ongoing. Court records indicate that Dinkins was out of Ford County until Monday when the arrest warrant against him was served. Once booked into the Ford County Jail, Dinkins appeared in court via Zoom. During that hearing, the state was allowed to amend the petition for pretrial detention that it filed on June 4th over the objection of Ford County Public Defender Harvey Welch to allege willful flight, citing the fact that Dinkins had fled Illinois to evade prosecution. The state argued that no conditions of release could mitigate the threat Dinkins posed to the community. While Welch was informed that a detention hearing could be delayed to allow for preparation to address the state's amendment, Welch did not move for a continuance. A detention hearing was held, and Dinkins was denied pretrial release. A preliminary hearing and pretrial hearing were set for Wednesday, July 9th. On the front page, above the fold, annual law enforcement torch run for Special Olympics, a way to give back. Support along law enforcement torch run route appreciated. By En route to Paxton. As the annual Law Enforcement Torch Run for Special Olympics, Illinois, made its way south from Buckley to Loda and to Paxton during the noon hour Thursday, Penny Matek was riding in a vehicle on US 45 alongside a pack of bicyclists, all fellow law enforcement officers, when she learned of the community support that awaited the group upon their arrival to the Ford County seat. Just a few minutes earlier, Paxton firefighters brought two fire trucks to the intersection of Market and Center Streets in downtown Paxton, hanging a big American flag from one using its extended ladder. A crowd of ready-to-cheer supporters was waiting there, too, she was told. "That's exciting," said Matek, the Cook County Sheriff's Officer Community Affairs Coordinator. Matek, the longtime coordinator of Leg 5 of the Torch Run, was on her third day of practically constant travel, albeit comfortably in a vehicle, as officers from law enforcement agencies spanning from Chicago to Bloomington Normal ran and biked the 160-mile leg, which was one of the two longest among the Torch Run's 23 across the state. For Matek, it was always appreciated to see communities along the route, such as Paxton, supporting the event's cause of raising funds for Special Olympics Illinois while also supporting the event participants. "We appreciate the support," Matek said. "When we started this on Tuesday, June 18th in the city of Chicago, and all the way through the route, we'll have people who will stop on the side of the road and wave and encourage us and, you know, toot their horns. We've seen a lot of truck drivers who have been driving through today hitting their horns and waving. And we appreciate that. It's all appreciated." Among local law enforcement agencies taking part Thursday in Leg 5, which spanned 4 days and passed through the area on Day 3, were the Ford County Sheriff's Office and Paxton Police Department, which used the days ahead of the event to encourage community members to show their support as it passed through town. When Leg 5 stopped in Gibson City on Thursday afternoon, participants were treated to lunch by American Legion Post No. 568. Matek said the Torch Run is a special event for everyone involved. "This is another way that we give back to the communities we serve," Matek said. whether it's in Cook County, whether it's in the Special Olympics athletes, someplace around the state. We believe in giving back. It's a great thing to do for the community. We want to give back, and we want to help the communities as best we can, and as much as we can. The Law Enforcement Torch Run for Special Olympics was started in 1981 as a local fundraiser in Wichita, Kansas, before it was soon presented and adopted by the International Association of Chiefs of Police as an annual fundraiser, eventually expanding its reach worldwide. "It's a wonderful cause," Maddox said. "It helps so many people. There are so many wonderful law enforcement officers who participate and volunteer their time. It's a great group to be with." We are a week away from the 4th of July, and this week's Ford County Chronicle has a story entitled, 4th of July Events All Set in Paxton. The annual old-fashioned 4th of July celebration at Pell's Park in Paxton, sponsored this year by the Paxton Area Chamber of Commerce and Paxton Main Street, is scheduled for Friday, July 4th. The celebration begins at 7 a.m. with registration for a 5K race, sponsored by Paxton Masonic Lodge No. 416. The 5K race begins at 8 a.m. At 9:45, the presentation of colors will take place by American Legion Prairie Post No. 150 of Paxton in the park's main pavilion, followed by a community worship service. At 10 a.m., vendors open. From 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., a car show will be held. At 11 a.m., the antique tractor show opens. The Chamber of Commerce food tent also opens at 11 a.m., with pork burgers being served. From 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., bingo will be played under a tent at the park. At 11:30, the old-fashioned kids games will get underway south of the pavilion with a sponsorship from WPXN of Paxton. From 11:30 to 3 p.m., the kids zone will be open, featuring free bounce houses. At noon, a Betsy Ross impersonator will be at the park handing out small American flags. From noon to 2 p.m., the acoustic duo Jake and Michaela will perform on stage at the pavilion. At 1 p.m., a bags tournament sponsored by the Paxton Park District will be held near the inflatables. From 1 to 2 p.m., a penny scavenger hunt sponsored by the Frederick Community Bank will be held. Later, there will be food vendors open from 6 to 9 p.m. at Bixby Park at Paxton's southeast edge. A lighted golf cart parade arriving at 8:30 p.m. at Bixby Park, starting at 8:15 at Pell's Park, and a fireworks show at 9 p.m. sponsored by the City of Paxton. The Paxton Park District's swimming pool at Cody Park will be open from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. And for parents and grandparents, pageant entries due Saturday, June 28th, Paxton. The annual Little Mr. and Little Miss Paxton 4th of July pageant will be at 6 p.m. Tuesday, July 1st in Pell's Park Large Pavilion. Eligible to participate are kids ages 5 to 8 who will be students in the Paxton-Buckley-Lota School District for the 2025-26 school year. The cost is $15 per contestant. The pageant is limited to 20 contestants who are asked to wear their favorite red, white, and blue outfit. Entry forms are available on Facebook. On the form, parents or guardians are asked to provide their name and their child's name, age, date of birth, plus their address, phone number, and email. Forms and payments must be made by Saturday, June 28th to Laura Peverell, 103 Dakota Drive, Lota, 609-948. For more information, parents can call or text Peverell, the pageant director, at 217-417-5620. Attendees of the pageant are advised to bring their own lawn chairs. Sticking with the 4th of July, Sibley Area 4th of July Celebration. Sibley gears up for 4th of July. 67 years ago, a group of men in Sibley took up a collection to put on a fireworks display for the entertainment of the Sibley community and the celebration of America's independence. 67 years later, a small committee has been able to keep Sibley's 4th of July celebration going thanks to monetary donations received from area individuals and businesses. The theme for the Sibley Area 4th of July celebration for 2025 is Celebrate the 4th. Live, laugh, love. Activities on Friday, July 4th begin with breakfast at 8 a.m. and a kids' fishing derby at 9 a.m. Both activities will be at the Sibley Lake. The petting zoo will be at 10 a.m. at the corner of Sciota and Illinois Streets. Also at 10 a.m., there will be a vendor fair at the park on Sciota Street. Parade registration starts at 10:30 a.m. at the Yellow Township building on Sciota Street. The parade kicks off at noon along with the route following Sciota Street and to past the Sibley Lake. Royalty for the day are Princesses Addison Rollins, daughter of Brian and Tiffany Rollins, and Prince Cody Miller, son of Jay and Jolene Miller. Both are Sibley residents and will be seniors at Gibson City Melvin Sibley High School this August. All afternoon activities will be at the Sibley Lake. They begin with a climbing wall by the upper limits and fun believable balloons from 2 to 4 p.m. Activities from 3 to 4 p.m. include bingo, face painting, games for kids, inflatables, a golf hole-in-one contest, and at 4 p.m., a model airplane show, and a boat show. The band, Four of a Kind, will begin playing at 6 p.m. Donations will be collected at 7:30 p.m. Fireworks will be displayed at dusk. Throughout the day, area nonprofits will be serving a variety of food items, such as walking tacos, lemonade shake-ups, pork chops, brats, ice cream, nachos, hot dogs, and funnel cakes. Food trucks will offer food items at 5 p.m. All the activities are free and food can be purchased. Donations to help with the cost of the fireworks and the day's events can be mailed to Sibley Area 4th of July, P.O. Box 123, Sibley, Illinois 61733. Now we're going to turn to a short article which is not in this week's paper, but because of the timeliness, I think we should do it. It's on the website. Three dead in collision between truck and car west of Ludlow. Two people from Paxton and one from Ludlow died after a pickup truck and a passenger car collided west of Ludlow on the afternoon of Tuesday, June 24th. Champaign County Coroner Lori Brower said in a news release that the driver of the truck, Scott A. Muser, 62, of Paxton, and the driver of the car, Joyce R. Surratt, 56, of Paxton, were pronounced dead at the scene of the crash, while a female passenger in the car, Kelly J. Grider, 30, of Ludlow, was transported to the Carl Foundation Hospital in Urbana, where she succumbed to her injuries. Autopsies were scheduled for later in the week, Bauer said. The circumstances surrounding the crash were being investigated by the Champaign County Sheriff's Office and Champaign County Coroner's Office. The Sheriff's Office said in a news release that the deputies responded around 4:45 p.m. to the crash in the area of Champaign County Roads 1550 East and 3500 North in Ludlow Township. Now, a couple of very short area news briefs. A report. Just Hamburgers opening up in Monticello. Just Hamburgers is coming to Monticello. A popular burger joint, which has been in Paxton for more than 50 years, is opening the Monticello location across from Monticello High School, hopefully by August, the News Gazette reported. It will be open from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. The carryout-only restaurant features smash burgers, fries, and shakes in addition to roast beef, hot ham sandwiches, baked beans, and more. The original owner, Skip Parcell, is featured on the restaurant's logo, and his recipes are still used today. Jeremiah 33:6, holding free produce, pantry, and health fair. Roberts. The nonprofit group, Jeremiah 33:6, will sponsor a free produce pantry and health fair for all residents, regardless of income, from 3 to 5 p.m. Friday, June 27th at the Roberts Gym on Weldon Street in Roberts. The health fair is conducted by the Mennonite College of Nursing at Illinois State University. Blood pressure, vision, and color blindness screenings will be offered, along with hemoglobin A1C testing and wellness education. For more information, people can email naturallyboostourimmunity@gmail.com. And Paxton's next brush pickup slated for Monday, July 21st. Paxton. The City of Paxton conducts brush pickup once a month from April through October. Monthly brush pickup dates all Mondays are July 21st, August 25th, September 22nd, and October 27th. Christmas tree pickup only is offered Monday, January 5th, 2026. Brush pickup will begin on the northwest corner of the city at 7 a.m. on Monday mornings and will continue throughout the city until all the streets and alleys have been cleared. Residents are asked to stack their brush neatly next to the alley or street. Brush should not be placed in bags. The brush must not be hanging over the roadway. The city will not pick up leaves. Now we'll turn to the obituaries in the Ford County Chronicle for Wednesday, June 25th. Stephanie Hernandez, Skokie. Stephanie Hernandez, 39, of Skokie, formerly of Paxton, died Tuesday, June 10th. Cremation rites were accorded. Memorials may be made to her family. Shirley R. Hinton, Mansfield. Shirley R. Hinton, 95, of Mansfield, mother of a Paxton resident, died on the morning of Sunday, June 15th at the Prairie Piatt County Nursing Home in Monticello. Funeral services will be at 10 a.m. Saturday, June 28th at the United Methodist Church on Illinois Street in Mansfield, with the Reverend Paula Wallace officiating. Burial will be in Grandview Memorial Gardens in rural Champaign. There will be no visitation per her wishes. Memorials may be made to her church or to Faith in Action in Monticello. Larry S. Keith, Gibson City. Larry S. Keith, 75, of Gibson City, died Saturday, June 14th at Gibson Area Hospital in Gibson City, surrounded by his daughters. A celebration of life open house will be at 1 p.m. Friday, July 11th at the Lee Lowry American Legion Post No. 568 in Gibson City. Memorial contributions may be made to the family. Robert A. Schneider, Paxton. Robert A. Bob Schneider, 78, of rural Paxton, died at 11:10 p.m. Saturday, June 21st at Gibson Area Hospital in Gibson City. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Jerry A. Scherfe, Jackson, Tennessee. Jerry A. Scherfe, 79, of Jackson, Tennessee, passed away Thursday, February 13, 2025, at Jackson Madison County General Hospital. He was cremated according to his wishes. Graveside services will be at 1 p.m. Saturday, June 28th at Lyman Township Cemetery in Roberts, with a celebration of life following at the Roberts Gymnasium in Roberts from 2 to 4 p.m. Now, news from the Ford County Fair. Ford County Fair Queen Pageant, Ulrich named County Fair Queen. Williams named first runner-up, Sawyer recognized as Miss Congeniality. Melvin. Charlie Ulrich claimed supremacy at the Ford County Fair on Monday, June 23rd, as she was named the fair's queen. It feels good. I'm excited, the 2025 Paxton Buckley Lota High School graduate said. I've wanted to run for queen the last few years, and I finally decided to do it this year, and I'm glad I did. The 18-year-old Ulrich said her goal is just letting girls run the world. She already owns her own business in Ford County, a greeting card company called Bella by Char, and has her eyes set on a long-term career as a businesswoman. I'm a woman in business, Ulrich said. I have a dream of owning my own businesses. Ulrich, who will study communications at Parkland College in Champaign this fall, also works at M2 Prom in Urbana. She also took photos at PBL high school sporting events and at University of Illinois men's basketball games last year for the Ford County Chronicle. "I'm all over the place," Ulrich said. "I'm doing all the things all the time." Ulrich, the daughter of Chuck and Sarah Ulrich of Paxton, said she looks forward to doing more things during the Ford County Fair Week. As queen, she will preside over the rest of the fair, which runs through Saturday in Melvin. "I have a lot in front of me to do," Ulrich said. "I'm excited about literally anything this week. I'm excited for this year. I want to thank everybody who came and supported me." As fair queen, Ulrich will have the opportunity to compete in the State Fair Queen pageant next January in Springfield. She will also appear at the Illinois State Fair in Springfield this August. "I'm looking forward to talking to people, meeting new people at the state fair," Ulrich said. "I'm so excited about everything, all of it." Kylie Williams was named first runner-up in Monday night's pageant in Melvin. Williams is a 16-year-old senior at PBL High School and is the daughter of William and Chelsea Williams of Paxton. After graduating from high school, she hopes to pursue a career in animal science or radiology. Aubrey Sawyer was named Miss Congeniality. Sawyer, 17, of Paxton, is the daughter of Joe and Hillary Sawyer. She plans to attend Illinois State University in Normal this fall to pursue a degree in communications. Natalie Aberle, the 17-year-old daughter of Randy and Darla Aberle of Gibson City, also competed in Monday's pageant. Aberle is a senior at Gibson City Melvin Sibley High School and plans to pursue a career in agribusiness after graduating. And in other fair news, the Ford County Fair Concert. Country music star Gretchen Wilson will headline the Ford County Fair's annual concert in Melvin on Friday, June 27. Wilson is known for her hit, Redneck Woman, and her successful album, Here for the Party, which produced several top five hits. Opening for Wilson will be Dalton Davis. Born and raised in Gastonia, North Carolina, Davis is a country artist whose hit single Sit Crooked currently has more than 700,000 streams. Concert gates open at 6 p.m., with the show starting at 7:30 p.m. Tickets, which include fair admission, parking, and carnival rides, are on sale at www.fordcountyfair.org. And one more, Independence Day celebration. Saturday, June 28th, Rankin's Independence Day celebration. The Rankin Lions Club will sponsor its annual Independence Day celebration on Saturday, June 28th, featuring a 5K race, live music, children's games, a car show, a cakewalk, a petting zoo, a bags tournament, and a fireworks show. That's all in Rankin. And that's all the time we have for today's reading of the Ford County Chronicle. This is Tom Scott. I look forward to reading with you again very soon.